and we'll get going. So I'm glad that you're on the line. If you're listening in, and I heard people calling in from all over the United States and Canada, thanks so much for being on. It's an important call. Every Wednesday we do education calls with our owner and founder, David Sandoval. Tonight's call is going to be focused on Scoop of Greens and blood sugar balance. As you may know, Friday is World Diabetes Day, and we've got a phenomenal product called Scoop of Greens, and it's actually approved, the seal of approval by the Diabetes Resource Center, and Dave's going to talk a little bit about the history of that product and how to balance your blood sugar using green foods. He's going to talk a little bit about a UCLA study that showed that you can actually reverse metabolic symptoms in as little as 21 days. So green foods are an essential part of any healthy diet, but especially as it relates to blood sugar balance. So get out your pens and paper, your iPads, or your computer, however you take notes, because you're going to want to listen in. This is the author of the Green Foods Bible, our owner and founder, David Sandoval.
Well, thank you, David, and thanks to everybody for taking time out of your busy schedule to be on the call with us tonight. As you know, every time that we have, you know, more than 700, 800 people on the line, that things go crazy, and tonight was no exception. So I appreciate everybody's patience, appreciate everybody being with us. And I just want to make sure that everybody understands that that we're not doctors, but what we do know is we know how the body works, and we know how to make the body work better, and we know how to read studies, and we know how to read into studies, and we know how to deliver the finest products on the planet to you that I base upon the research that I do. And the research that I do is based upon the research that universities have done, and doctors have done, and scientists have done. And so when we say that our products are scientifically based, you know, that's very, very true. Now, there's some things I want to help you understand about how the body works. You see, the body works, and a lot of people misunderstand. They totally misunderstand insulin. You see, people believe that insulin was created to help keep our blood glucose from getting too high. That insulin was created to keep our blood glucose from getting too high. And so when it gets too high, it controls it. But that's really not true. Insulin's primary job throughout history, throughout man's entire existence on this earth, until just recently, until the last 50 or 60 years, think about that. Insulin's job was to keep people who were hungry from starving to death by helping keep sugar in the blood, to keep a steady supply of sugar in the blood by not letting it escape. So insulin's job was to hold sugar in the blood, and then whenever there was too much sugar in the blood, because for whatever reason we were lucky enough to be eating a lot of food, it would take the excess sugar and store it as fat. Now, that was not very often that our body had to use insulin to do that. Most of the time, 90, 95% of the time, the body was producing insulin to keep sugar in the blood. Today it's the exact opposite. We are forcing the body to do something it doesn't want to do, and it begins to resist. Have you heard of insulin resistance? Well, it's not a revolt. Yes, it is. The resistance is always a revolt. And if our body is revolting against us, if insulin resistance is revolting against us, if the insulin in our body is fighting us, then there's something wrong. And the thing that we call wrong is hypoglycemia, hyperglycemia, pre-diabetes, and diabetes. Now, when our body fails to produce enough insulin from birth because of a genetic problem, we call that type 1 diabetes. And of course, that can also, type 1 diabetes, from birth because of a genetic problem or later in life because of a genetic problem. That is not anything to do with diet. Type 2 diabetes, on the other hand, has almost everything to do with diet and exercise and lifestyle. And if diet and exercise and lifestyle can cause diabetes, it certainly should be able to reverse diabetes. So, here's the thing. I want you to understand some basic concepts that happen within the body. Your body runs on glycogen, and glycogen is a combination of glucose and oxygen. Now, when we breathe into our lungs, our body absorbs oxygen because our lungs and the alveoli have a lot of oxygen, and running right next to them are all these capillaries that have carbon dioxide and carbon monoxide from the pollution we're trying to get rid of and from the air that we've taken the oxygen out of and we need to get rid of. So the carbon dioxide that comes from our body and the pollution that may come from smoking or breathing polluted air, our body's trying to push those toxins out, and it's trying to absorb oxygen because of the difference in molecular pressure. It's easy for that exchange to happen. Carbon dioxide out, oxygen in. Now, in that oxygen is then delivered into, like, little rivulets going into a bigger river. It's delivered into the bigger rivers, our veins that have oxygen, that have sugar and glucose. And then the oxygen matches up with the glucose, and we form glycogen, and the glycogen is carried to our muscles and our cells, and that's what fuels the energy of our body. And so when we have extra glucose in our body, more than we need to match up with the oxygen that's available, our body needs to store it, and insulin's job is to do that. When we don't have enough glucose to match up with the oxygen, our body tries to regulate it, tries to control it, and keep it so that we could have a steady supply of energy. So again, insulin's job was more about steady, controlled energy than controlling excess sugar. We've changed all of that, and we've got to fix it. Well, the way we fix it is, honestly, to change our diet. Because when our bodies absorb too much sugar, then we have problems. We have obesity, we have diabetes, we can even have heart disease, and cancers could come from having too much sugar. And so simple carbohydrates, we know the problem. It's all the sodas and the sugars and the candy and the denatured food. But what is the answer? Well, the answer is pretty amazing. You see, UCLA did a study, and they actually started with, I believe, 63 people who agreed to, for 21 days, they would go on a special diet. And that special diet was as follows. And you could feel free to write this down. They would have 5 servings of whole grains. Now, you know what whole grains are. They would have 4 servings of green vegetables. They would have 3 servings of fresh, deep-colored fruit. They would have 2 servings of lean protein. They would have 1 hour of activity. That could be shopping, walking through the park, playing with the kids, anything, bowling, golfing, 1 hour of getting out and walking around and moving and increasing circulation and you know, getting your heart rate up, something for an hour, on your feet for an hour, doing something. If you followed that program And unfortunately, only 31 or 32 did. Right about half of the people who started the program did the entire 21 days. But of those who did do the entire 21 days, they had all of the symptoms, all the metabolic symptoms of their type 2 diabetes were gone. There was no sign of them. They were reversed. Now, is this to say that their type 2 diabetes was cured? Well, that's a big word, cured. And do you believe that if they started the next day eating the way that they had been eating, that they were going to remain symptom-free and that their metabolic, markers for type 2 diabetes would remain gone? Well, of course not. Their cure, if you would, was only going to last as long as their dietary discipline. And so I learned a lot from that. And I want you to think about the transformation for a second. Three times a day, you're having a product that has two servings of whole grains in it. The rice bran solubles, and the activated barley. So, three times a day, you're having a product that has at least two servings of greens in it. You're having the tart cherry concentrate that is equal to 5 or 10 servings of deep pigmented fruits and vegetables from the antioxidant and ORAC measurement. And you're having the master aminos three times a day, which are definitely qualify as a lean protein. So if you look at the product, the transformation, and then you look at the flex foods and the fact that, we've added more things for you to eat that, we have one serving of tart cherry, but then we allow you the apple and we allow you the watermelon. And you're on some vegetables as well. So we're taking this study and we're trying to make it very, very easy for people to change their lifestyle and include more whole grains and include more deep greens and include more dark pigmented fruits and include more lean protein. So if you look at every ingredient of the transformation, it mimics the ingredients of the UCLA study. And there was a reason for that. I'm not saying that it accomplishes the same thing. I'm just saying there was a reason for that, and you could draw your own conclusion. But here's the thing. What do you do after? Well, I want to tell you the story of my friend Fat Man Scoop. I wanted you to get him on the call tonight, but Fat Man Scoop is a 2-time Grammy Award winning celebrity who is a friend of mine who came to me with type 2 diabetes. Now, he told me that he was scared because he knew that type 2 diabetes could lead to some problems, and I said, Scoop, let me just help you out here. Type 2 diabetes and diabetes is the leading cause of blindness, the second leading cause of impotence, the second leading cause of, the leading cause of amputations, fingers, toes, etc., even legs. It is the third leading cause of death. That's right. After cancer and heart disease, diabetes, third leading cause of death. So the only thing that you have to worry about if you're a type 2 diabetic and won't do anything about it is going blind, being impotent, having your toes and fingers cut off, and renal failure. Did I mention that? Oh, I forgot. Second leading cause of renal failure, that's kidney failure in America, is diabetes. So if you want to be blind, hooked up to a dialysis machine, have no fingers and toes, be impotent, and die 30 years too soon, then type 2 diabetes is the disease for you. The good news is UCLA proved you could do something about it. You could get rid of those symptoms. And I believe we've given you the tools to help that happen. go on a transformation, start to lose that weight, start to eat a lot of whole grains, start to have all those greens, all those whole grains, all those fruits, all that lean protein, a little bit of exercise, and you're going to be doing fantastic. But what do you do after? Well, I had a friend, Fat Man Scoop, 2-time Grammy Award winner, gets diagnosed with type 2 diabetes just before he's about to get a show, him and his wife, Sean, to get a show on MTV, their own show, his lifelong dream, when MTV was in their heyday, when that's what everybody was watching, at least of a certain age group. Well, they did a physical, and they said, you can't have that show. You're not in very good shape. You've got type 2 diabetes. You could be missing shows and missing recordings, and, you know, you're not reliable because of this disease. So he came to me. He said, what do you got? So I sent him some rice bran, some activated barley, sent him some wheatgrass, some barley grass, sent him some alpha lipoic acid, sent him the tart cherry, sent him, you know, I think that's about it. Sent it all to him. I told him, yeah, you have to have all this like 3-4 times a day. Well, all of a sudden, he calls me. He says, Dave, the doctors tell me I'm good to go. I'm cleared to do my show. My diabetes is under control because of the advice that you gave me and the products I'm using. He says, I want you to fly out here. I want to do a show with you on MTV, so I want you to come out to New York, come to the MTV studios. I'm going to record an announcement with you and me, telling everybody how much I love your products. I said, okay. So I fly out to New York. I go into the MTV studios, still have my badge, go up to the recording thing and sit down with Scoop, and he's got the activated barley, the rice bran, some spirulina, some wheatgrass, some barley grass. You know, he's got the tart cherry there, and he goes, this is my boy Dave. He says, as everybody knows, I was struggling with type 2 diabetes, almost didn't get my show here on MTV, but he told me what I had to do. He said, lots of whole grains, so I take this and this, and I mix it together, and lots of greens, so I take this and this, and mix it together. He goes, I gotta take care of the tingling, you know, and the circulation, you know, and the numbness, so I put in the alpha lipoic acid, then I mix it all together, and I drink it. And I drink it 4 times a day, but it tastes like, and then he drops an S-bomb, if you would. And I go, well, cut. I said, Scoop, you're going to sit here and tell the whole world that this tastes like S? And fill in your own 3 letters after that? I said, that's not acceptable. I said, you know, people aren't going to respond to that. He goes, Dave, I got to be real. I got to tell the truth. I said, well, you just wait right here. I said, when do you record next? He said, in 2 days. I said, perfect. I'm out of here. I picked up my stuff. I left. 2 days later, I came back. In the meantime, I called my research and development team. I said, you know that organic apple extract that we just got from France that tastes amazing and is supposed to be really good at helping to stabilize blood glucose? I said, I want you to take that. And this amazing sweetener, Lohan Go, also known as monk fruit, I was the first person to import way long before anybody heard about this. This was 10 years ago. And I put monk fruit and apple skins, super concentrated apple skin extract, together with all those ingredients that I had him taking. Mixed it all together, made it sweet, made it taste like tart apples. They sent it to me overnight. I went into the studio, had Scoop taste it, and he goes, yeah, now this is a scoop of greens. And I said, yeah, that's right. So we named the product Scoop of Greens. And all he had to do, instead of going all over the country with 6 different things, we put it all together in a single product. So after you've done a transformation, and after you're starting to eat the right way that I've shown you with our eating plan, I want you to start using the Scoop of Greens. Because it's not enough to push back the symptoms. You got to hold them back. And the way to hold them back is to get the quality food that you need in your diet every day. Now, of course, you could keep doing transformation products, power shakes, and master aminos, and all of that. And I hope that you do. But if you don't want to do that many products every day, the daily fiber blend, and the power shake, and the master aminos, and the tart cherry, you can simplify your life, eat right, exercise, and have 2 to 3 servings of scoop of greens, and I'm telling you, your life is going to improve so much. I'm so tired. I apologize because my brain, I think it's oh my goodness. I'm not even going to say it. It's the measure of your blood that you take, the A1C, I believe it's called, but or something like that. But anyway, that measurement that you take, and you all know what I'm talking about, even though I probably got it wrong, that measurement that you take is vital to you. And they're going to take that, and they're going to want your number to get lower and lower. And I want to see your number, not just at 6, I want to see it, even lower than that. I'm not going to settle for 8 going to 7 or 7 going to 6. I want to see some 5s, and I want to see people totally, locked down in their ability to understand and control what's happening in their body. So I want to remind you that you have to do your insulin a favor. You need to do the work by chewing your food well, eating your food in proper intervals, every 2 hours or so, make sure you get something, stopping taking those, artificial sweeteners, artificial flavors, stopping taking denatured grains. You could only eat whole grains. You have to eat a lot of greens. You have to have deep, dark, pigmented fruits. You have to have lean protein. You have to get some exercise. You just heard it, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. That's a lot of work. That's a lot of math. Why don't you, superfoods might help you out there. See if doing the transformation, see if learning about the scoop of greens is your follow-up, as your personal follow-up after doing a transformation. And remember, back-to-back transformations get you right near that 21 days, right at 20 days. That's pretty close to that UCLA study. So don't be afraid to ask your doctor. Go to your doctor and say, hey, I know that I've got type 2 diabetes. I know that there's a lot of, doctors are required by law to talk to you about lifestyle first. So go to them and say, I want to fight my type 2 diabetes with lifestyle. Will you help me monitor my C1-3? Will you help me monitor? I will report diligently. I'll monitor myself, but I want to try lifestyle. And it's going to start with a transformation or back-to-back transformations. And then you're going to have your 10 to 20 days of having those quality foods and seeing how your body responds. And I think you're going to be blown away. Absolutely blown away. Transformation followed by a scoop of greens. But again, understanding that it's all based upon this 5-4-3-2-1 concept by UCLA. Whole grains and greens as the predominance of your diet. Think about that. UCLA said whole grains and greens is the predominance of your diet. And what is the power shake predominantly? Whole grains and greens. You see? What came next? Superfruits and lean protein. Well, what did we give you next? Superfruits and lean protein. We know what we're doing. We really do. And then you take the daily fiber blend, more whole grains. Even more whole grains for 4 times a day. With, again, each one of them is more than a serving. So we're doing what UCLA instructed us to do. We're making it easy for you to do what they proved really works. So give me 1 second. Just hold on, everybody. So how's everybody doing tonight?
Awesome.
Thank you.
Diabetics in our lives.
Thank you.
Man, that was...
Hey, David, how are you doing?
One there, Olga. Let's change some lives, people. Aloha. Hey, David.
Bye, Dave.
Awesome. Well, I hope everybody enjoyed the information that we shared tonight. I definitely enjoyed sharing it with you. Remember, we don't cure disease. We lead people to wellness, and that's a much better job to have. Love you guys. All the best. Till next Wednesday. And by the way, we had an amazing, amazing group and a lot of fun up at the Oasis with Purium Diamonds this weekend. Hope to see all of you there soon. Good night now.